because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. And those I know you can bolt in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, B.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another So Sick Corner. My name is Jigs, aka So Sick Motorsports.
What's up, guys? Big Mish, Mishka Creates.
Yo, what's up? It's Nolan the Creator, aka Sick and Tired of Working on My Goddamn Back. Fuck that shit.
I feel you on that, man. Fuck. That's why I got out of that shit. But the difference is I didn't own mine, so
yeah. You
own it. So
yeah, I got no choice.
Yeah, it's kind of your grind at this point.
Yeah. Fuck. Dude, working on a lift and then like working on the floor.
Yeah.
That's some peasant shit, bro.
Dude,
I'm over it.
Dude, when I was homeless and I used your lift to work on my shit, when I got a house, I was like, fuck, man, I got to go back to the floor. It was the worst.
Well, it's funny because when he came by the shop to use a lift, he was still using the lift like
really low.
Yeah. Really fucking low. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Put it up.
Yeah. I was just used to it, you know? And then I bought a house with an 8-foot ceiling. I'm like, fuck, I fucked up. It's all right. We'll build something there one day.
Put yourself a nice little barn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, we recorded an episode last week, and we had some technical difficulties, so sorry about that.
I'm the technical difficulty.
Yeah, it's all right. We're going to keep it a surprise who was on it, but it's all good.
It was a really great episode, if that makes you guys feel better.
It's a real lost episode.
Yeah. We have the video, just no audio.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put Kung Fu Hustle on it and then just post the video. Hilarious.
We'll sell the video for 2 ETH. How about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that for sure.
Nobody's going to buy it with the audio, man.
But, you never know, man. They could, they could frame us.
Yeah.
Overlay words and then make it
dub
sound
it
like
right dub it, it.
Yeah,
like initial D
and then
you
like,
know
make us turn out to be some very terrible people or very nice people, like, yeah. Who knows?
we can be like Funimation.
Literally just play like the initial D dub over
right exactly. I'm gonna put myself as Ikitani, you know, the guy in the S13 that can't drive. That'd be me. So this week, a lot of things have been going on in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Well, more than this week, I guess. But as most of you know, gas is super high, right? And our great leaders, their solution to that is if you can't afford gas, buy a $50,000 electric vehicle, right? So I was thinking, the three of us, we're all car guys here. I'm definitely a car guy, like, through and through. And I was wondering, how did you guys feel about EVs and your car hobby? If that makes sense. You know, like for me, like the one of the biggest things I love about cars is the way they sound, mm-hmm. right? That's why most of my cars you can hear from a mile away.
Yeah.
Because I love the way they sound. A turbo four cylinder sounds a certain way, mm-hmm. and a big V8, like a big block, sounds another way, you know, and then a high revving small block sounds another way. Getting on the two step when the turbo's spooling and it's going, you're like, you know, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So for me, going to an EV future, which I don't think they'll ever outlaw internal combustion, like it's just, I don't think it's possible to outlaw something that's been around for so long, right?
That and I think I think a lot of utility stuff will always be on.
Like
I
farm equipment and shit.
I was gonna say like weed whackers and
shit. Right.
Like, yeah,
because I have a weed whacker, it's gas powered. Yeah. My dad has a weed whacker and it's a cordless, right? Like a brushless, like DeWalt or Ryobi. Mm-hmm. And his weed whacker don't last. Like his weed whacker wouldn't cover my yard.
Industrial wise, like you can't like used to do landscaping, like we weren't out there in like electric weed whackers and electric like blowers. We were doing gas powered shit.
Yeah, everything commercial would be all
Yeah, that's what it is.
All done.
Grass for sure. Yeah.
And for me, like I love drag racing. And one of the best parts of drag racing, like if you go to like a outlaw streetcar reunion, is you're in the parking lot and you hear it go, burp, 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 yeah. And you're like, someone's in the staging lanes, you know?
Yeah.
So like for like I'm all about saving the planet, right? Like mm-hmm. we want to keep the planet fresh, let's say, right? We don't yeah. want to ruin the planet. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's like you kind of have to do, you can't do it like right away. It's kind of like a slow, you know, I mean, clean energy, whatever you believe with climate change or whatever. But I think forcing people to get EVs is not the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
well, I don't know if they're forcing us, but I found it interesting how like the government did like those like rebate programs.
Right.
Or if you get an EV, you right. get like a couple $1,000s back. That's kind of cool. But like at the same time, like, that's not really like a free market,
right?
You know, I don't know. I had to this day still haven't fucking driven an EV like a Tesla or anything like that.
I got beat by one at the drag strip, which sucked.
Shut up! Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, dude. A Model 3. It was a black Model 3.
Oh, and it wasn't
I
talked the fast one.
No, no. I thought. Well, hey, bro, you kissed my ass. They went. Like, that motherfucker went 1140s, dude. And the guy's never been down the drag strip before. He was like, I was like, hey, man, what are you driving? And he's like, oh, I have the Tesla. And I go, fuck. And I'm looking. I'm like, damn it, he's behind me. So we get next to each other, and he fucking, you know, barely beats me. Like yeah. 6/10, because I went like 12:03 or some shit that pass. I get back and I'm like, holy shit. And he's like, that's fun. And I'm like, yeah, that's fun. And I go, is this
fuck you, man.
Right? I'm like, what did you drive before this? Like before an EV, you know? And he's like, no, this is my first fast car ever. I've never been to a drag strip.
Wow.
I'm like, well, I've been doing this 10 years and you just beat my ass. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucked, man, because you got to think about it that way, too. Like, performance wise.
Right. They're on. You can't really beat them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But.
Shit.
Like, I'm the type of guy. I'm not just about going fast. Like, I love lowriders.
Oh, yeah.
Because. So I like low and slow. I like off road vehicles, you know, like yeah. rock crawlers and. And obviously, I love road racing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But does an EV remove the soul? Because you lose all the visceral shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, you lose the vibrations. Like, to me, my Evos have solid motor mounts. Well, the blue one did. The white one did. I had to remove them because it was rattling my teeth out of my mouth, right? But the vibrations at this point has become the personality of my car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So to me, losing the soul of the car yeah. is kind of like, I don't know if I can get with it. As a daily, if I lived in Chicago, I would daily a Tesla for sure.
I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of mod you could do. I mean, vibrators.
For real. I can put it under the seat or something, right?
Yeah,
and they make wrong. Those noises.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That, hey, that's what my dashboard sounds like.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro. No, I get that. I mean, I don't know. I feel like EVs is just kind of a trend. You know, everyone's going to it because it's what's hot. You know,
think it's a phase?
I think so. I mean,
I
think
don't know, man.
Everything goes full circle, man. I mean, even what was it? Even they were trying to make EVs even way back then too.
That's true.
With cars. So,
that's true.
But like, you know, that was really short lived, and then you know, combustion came back. You know, like it just I don't think you'll ever
get rid of it.
I think EVs will just be a little bit more out there, more. You know,
it'll be more commonplace,
more
right?
More common, yeah. Like you know, I don't know. I ain't mad at them. I've driven a few Teslas from the customers we've had here, and like, they're cool. I mean, I was never like, fuck them.
Right.
Yeah, they do kind of lack that sense of like.
Here's a question that's like really stupid. Can electric cars have hydraulic power steering? Yeah, right?
No.
There's no reason why they couldn't? No.
Well, they could, I guess, like, but it'll be an electric pump.
But it'd be,
yeah, well,
but you don't really need it.
It
would
need
be like...
You would need a hydraulic pump.
Yeah.
So you would need a pulley system.
Yeah, but if it had an electric pump with, you know, like a... Like a,
it needs to have a little
like a motor.
It, yeah. It would be it would no use basically.
It would
no.
be like
what I'm trying to get at is maybe you could build a Tesla, somehow make it into like a three pedal shifting setup, and somehow switch it to hydraulic steering. So
yeah, you can put an LS so and a T56 in it. All right,
well, aside from that, keeping it electric.
Yeah,
like I'm wondering if you could bring back like if in the future and like 80 years from now when I think EVs are going to be like the majority of the market.
I think normies will be driving EVs.
Yeah.
But like people
but
like
you got to think will they do things like that to make to try to get enthusiasts.
I don't think it'd be the same, no, dude.
I don't think so either.
Also,
no.
Also, you can't gear an electric motor.
Right.
You can't. It's
a, no, yeah, like so everything would just be superficial at that point.
It would just be a dummy now.
Yeah.
It just be yeah. there just
you know. Which
but,
I mean,
but like again, like the, I would get that option if I were to buy a Tesla. I'd be like, yeah, right. Can you put that? I don't care if it's fake.
Like I mean, no, you know what though? Like my machines, like my spin, like spindles, like on my lathes that I put in, some of them, like the big ones, have gearboxes, you know, to go up an RPM.
Oh, okay.
But
it's like a lever though.
Yeah.
It's just, you just
yeah. It's
it
not. It's just low and high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a lawnmower.
Right.
Well, like. I think of it though, like EVs, like I don't know, they're more more fine tunable, I guess. Like I mean, think about it. If it's a computer that controls your steering, like you could probably
some tune
sort
it.
Of program
yeah.
that you could tune the steering to feel more kind of hydraulic, right. a little heavier. You know, like same thing with throttle input, brake input. I mean, it's all electronically controlled, so there's coding involved. I mean. I can't see why somebody can't make a EV feel more raw,
more rigid,
you know, like a heavier steering wheel, you know, pedal feels different. Like,
I guess the only thing that would really be missing, even if you did that, was like the frequencies that go through your exhaust,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's like frequencies that your body feels that you can't.
Yeah.
Mimic. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, for me, the exhaust is huge.
Yeah, me too.
You know? Like, that's why, I mean, my car, every car has, you know what I mean? Not one car in my house. Well, my Lexus has a cutoff muffler because it fell off. But, you know, like, all the cars are, you know, like, when I bought the 10, the first thing I did was bring it over here and make an exhaust for it. You know? So, I don't know. Like, I like fuel. Mm-hmm. You know? I like pistons, the mechanical shit. I like, you know.
It's cool.
As knock on wood, because my cars have been really good lately, but I love braking stuff. You know? Like.
Just the way that you say it, the way that you said it, I know you meant it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I like seeing how much fire can come out of this thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So to me, like I said, if I daily drove in the city, I would drive an EV, but on the weekends when I'm going out to the country to my property, I'm fucking vroom, like.
Now, how about this, dude? What about hybrids? What about a hybrid where you still get an incredible sound of a four-cylinder turbo, but they're throwing
like an Insight.
They're throwing something in there.
I'd be down to make it a
hybrid,
like an Insight or a CRZ.
Would it be a 918?
The Porsche. Yeah, yeah. Or a McLaren.
So hybrids get the pass.
Yeah.
Because there's some form of internal combustion in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but it wouldn't be, I don't think it would be my fun car.
I don't know. Driving a Porsche sounds
fun. Well, yeah. Yeah, I get that. But like, it wouldn't be my project. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's just me. I don't think it would be my project. To have to know, like, being like I was working on Priuses in my last career, having to have to know the electrical side and the mechanic, like, to me, it's not fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I gotta wear these orange gloves every time I work on this motherfucker so that I don't kill myself.
That's,
you know,
terrifying.
I took a class on EV stuff, and like, they kind of the class or the online class kind of made it seem kind of dummy proof.
Yeah.
Like, really? Yeah, it was just kind of like I thought it was like way more serious, way crazier and shit. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like,
dude, I went.
You can't really fuck up. Like, right. Yeah, you can if you like cross something right. But like, if you've just got your hands and they're moving shit. Like, I used to think like, oh man, like you can't even put your hands in there.
Dude,
now it's like I'm just like, bro, I'm just gonna start fucking.
When I went to Toyota, like
maybe wear the rubber gloves or something.
I went to Toyota class, right? And they were teaching, like, Guillermo, too. They were teaching us about Priuses and shit.
Yeah.
And, man, the teachers are like, do not touch the orange wire. Yeah. Like, straight up, like, you will fry yourself from inside out. And I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, no. You know, so, like, when I went to school for it, they were like, nope, you definitely should not touch anything on the hybrid side, you know?
Yeah.
I got out before...
Yeah,
you know,
they were just crazy. Mainly talking about like do anything to disconnect the one battery, or you find a switch.
Right. The service switch or something.
Yeah. Would that basically mean though that they're basically irreparable? Like, you can't really repair much.
No, it's
like, what do you mean? You like basically saying like if you can't really fuck it up, like, is there much to do, or well, do you have to send your battery in?
So
the batteries go bad.
Well, and like they were like also mean that as in like the way they made it sound like if there's a broken circuit on the hybrid side, mm-hmm. the whole hybrid system doesn't work because it all needs to work with each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So technically, if there's something a broken circuit somewhere, and it cut the like whole system out of the hybrid, like you can start disconnecting the hybrid side shit. And you'll be fine because there's no power there. But once that circuit's complete, then it's like, you can't just be start like yanking shit out of it.
It's just like it's electricity.
Yeah.
You know, power goes to ground. So.
I mean, before you hook up ceiling lights and shit, you want to kind of find where the main
breaker's at. Yeah.
Kill that, you know?
Turn that shit off.
Yeah. I guess back to it, I guess hybrids get a pass in my eyes because it still has an intro. But I don't think it would be my, like, I'm really passionate about engines.
There's
about
no
gas guzzlers.
Yeah, you
there's
know.
There's no cool, like, in-between hybrid is what it is. It's either fucking Priuses or your McLarens and Porsches.
Right.
There's no, bro, like,
cool... Well, they tried the CRZ.
I was going to say, the CRZ,
you know,
was such a good opportunity.
It was, but they botched it. Yeah, I don't think it was that great.
No, but, like, that's what I'm saying. There's really nothing
right
there. I mean...
Plus, like, dude, turbochargers.
Yeah,
like you lose that when you go. For me, like I like all like the, my cars go, you know. It's like, you know, that's like the kind of thing I live for.
Yeah.
So like, thinking of just an EV, like for everything. Like if they outlawed gas, I don't know if I'll.
I wouldn't mind an EV as a daily.
Right.
Get it through the snow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really hot day and like you know, CRX has no heat or AC, so it's like, you know, hot day. Just you know, take that. You know, get back and forth in that. But like other than that, I wouldn't mind one. But it definitely, like you said, it wouldn't be my fun.
No,
car.
It would. My fun car would be a gas guzzling.
I treat it like the daily, just cool wheels
right.
and lowered and like
that's
leave
it.
Alone.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, you know, the other thing, like Teslas, I don't really think they look that good.
I think
because they look like
they
look eggs.
Fire.
Like they look like every other car. They look like eggs.
So like the Model 3s look good, but this guy likes fucking trucks. So I don't know.
Oh,
I
you like the Cybertruck?
I love the truck.
Oh
dude.
Shit!
So
no,
cool.
Thank you.
Fuck.
No way.
It's the coolest, stupid looking thing.
I
love
the most
it.
Face fucked.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Tron looking ass motherfucker.
I'd fucking lift it, dude. I'd fucking draw on it. I'd use it as a drawing board because it's so like. Dude, it's so perfect.
Isn't the paint like stain resistant or some shit?
Yeah.
That's I saw that meme the other day.
Glass, supposedly.
Yeah, right.
Unbreakable.
Oh, right.
And then he threw that thing at it.
Right.
That's so good.
Cybertruck. That thing ain't ever coming out.
Nah, that was a troll, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, he got a lot of pre-sales for it, so
yeah,
he's,
but for
$100,
there's
it.
So many people out there that are willing to fuck off $100.
I fucked up $100 yesterday.
Yeah.
In gas.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've been doing that too. Yeah, yeah dude. To pre-order something like that for $100,
right.
I would have done it just to do it.
Yeah,
just, you know. But like, that's the thing. It's $100 is $100.
And he said when he took the pre-orders, he said it was next year we will have it. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
It's been next year for a while. You know?
I think it was just a troll, man. I think it was just.
He's like the biggest troll, like buying 10% of Twitter and shit. Yeah, fucking Elon Musk.
That? No.
He just bought 10% of Twitter.
He's the biggest shareholder of Twitter.
He's the majority owner of Twitter now.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that so funny?
He was getting tired of the censorship.
The censorship. Yeah, it was like 9.1 billion or something.
He's like, fuck it. I'm going to buy Twitter though.
Yeah.
Yo, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's kind of a savage.
He's got fuck you money.
Yeah, he
really does.
You know? Well, he's the richest dude on the planet, right?
Is he?
Elon? Isn't
well,
he?
When all these that's mouth breathers put in $100 deposit for Cybertruck. Yeah,
that's true. Hey, that's true, dude.
No shit, right?
Of course he got rich really fast. Dude. You're giving him your money for nothing.
Dude, like I paid him in Doge.
Population.
I paid him
you paid
in Doge.
Doge.
I didn't give him any cash.
paid
him in a dog currency.
Dog currency. Yeah, meme. That's a meme coin or some shit, right? But, so yeah, like, I don't know.
I love
like,
you, man. You know I'm fucking with you.
Like I said, I got beat by one, so I can't deny they're fast, you know? But
yeah, but when you get fucking get by a ZL1 Camaro.
Oh, yeah. That happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah. That was awesome. I got get by a Tesla, I'd just be like, all right, cool.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't even hear it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And like 1140 and 12 O's like this.
Was it gutted?
So I'm, no, dude. I think the AC was on in the motherfucker, bro.
The guy was wearing
he was playing
sweater.
The video game,
yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, dude. I was like, damn. And Tegan goes, what kind of car was that? I'm like, the fucking golf cart, goddammit. You know, I was like, fuck, dude. And the race before, I had just raced like a 63 Impala, and we were like right next to each other. You know, I can't get that thing out of the 12 O's for the life of me.
Really?
And
you haven't seen 11s yet?
No, I'm gonna try this year.
Oh, you got it, dude.
But I haven't been shifting. Like, my trans is so high mileage that I'm scared to shift it.
Well, the launch too.
Yeah, I mean, my 60 foots are in a 1.8, so with my tires, it's pretty good. Like,
you could definitely get into 11s if you.
If I
hard.
Get to like 1.6 on the 60. Which will take softer suspension and like no lift shift it all the way down the track. It'd probably be mid 11s. I'd probably be next to the Tesla. But yeah, he beat my ass. I was like, fuck, man.
And your Evo's not gutted, right?
No, my Evo, Evo's 3460 with me in it. So it's 3260.
Bro,
3230 or something.
Imagine how fast that thing would be if we got it down to 3.
What, 3,000? Yeah, yeah, dude. You know, the biggest thing that hurts that car is the wheels.
Really?
My 18s. Works are heavy.
Really?
Yeah. If I had RPF1s on it,
know that.
Like Reggie's wheels, or even the wheels on my daily, that's what I'm going to try and do is put my 17s on and go down the track, see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see. It'll give me more mile an hour because it's shorter, but who knows?
I think you got it, man.
I'll try. I mean, I want to try it. I'm going to make a do-it-yourself coil and plug setup for it too.
Oh, okay.
So we'll retune it again and see how much more power we can eke out of it with 93, and then see. I'm just scared of the trans, man. 170,000 miles.
Dude, it surprises me how that you even take it to the drag strip if you're scared of the trans.
Right. Well, like I slipped the clutch a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and last year I didn't take it at all to the drag strip because I wanted to do the track sprints.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to break it at the drag strip and not be able to do track sprint. So I think this year what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the track sprint the beginning of the year and then do the drag strip like towards the fall. So if I break it in the fall, I can just be like, all right, like we'll build the trans in the winter, come back next year, you know.
And in the meantime, we'll take the white Evo to the drag strip.
Yeah. I got a new map. That thing's been running so rich, like minus 9% on the fuel trim.
Really?
So I hit up Devin.
Do you get a lot of pops?
Well, yeah, it does pop. But I hit up Devin. He's like, send me the map. We'll change some things. So I got an extra map at home, see. Because it's rich even at wide open throttle.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what's... You know, I told you about, like, I thought maybe it's an injector. But I'm guessing maybe when the injectors wear... The fuel trims change and you gotta like update the tune, you know? But
Who knows, man?
Devin, old injectors?
No, they were new when I bought them, but I put 50,000 miles on them in 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I've been putting shitty fuel in them. Yeah, dude.
Oh, for some reason, I was thinking the blue one.
No. I wish I drove it that much. I don't think I can stay in that car for 50,000 miles in that short of a time. Dude, when we drove it to Tennessee, we got to the Airbnb and my ears were ringing. I still won't drive an EV, though. I still would rather have that car. I would rather wear these headphones in my blue car, you know, than to take an EV to the Tail of the Dragon. I loved it, dude. Like, there was a, what's that, Jag X-Pace or whatever? F-Pace?
Oh, F-Pace?
Yeah, and I see them going up the mountain. I'm like, I got it. But what? Like, wastegate up the mountain? It was fucking awesome, dude.
That's awesome.
That was one of the best driving trips yet.
Dude,
sure.
I would have loved to see like a long-form video of that trip.
Oh, yeah. That'd see, the cool. problem is there's normal people that drive on it. So I had the GoPro on for like 40 minutes, and out of the 40 minutes, I was only able to get that minute because I would come up on a car and they wouldn't pull off. So I'd drive it stuck behind like some normal car, yeah, you know?
They're just trying to get to work.
Yeah, they are just trying to get to work, yeah. You know? And I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to drive, motherfucker. So next time, what I'm going to do next time is I'm going to go early. 6:30 because we went at like 9, you know, so or in the afternoon, like dinner time.
How long of a drive was it?
It took us 13 hours to get there, but we stopped for breakfast and stuff. So like we left at 3 a.m. and I drove till about 10:30. We ate breakfast and then I told Tegan, you got to drive because I'm going to fall asleep. We're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be really mad because I'll total the Evo, you know? So she drove for like a couple hours and then I woke up and there's another 5 hours. I'm like, fuck, God damn it. You know, but I was so like tired. We got to the place and the speed limit went from 80 from the highway to 50 to 30. And I was still going 80. Guillermo was freaking out. He's like, dude, you're going to get fucking arrested. And I'm like, I didn't know. I was just driving, man. And then the exhaust cracked where the O2 sensor goes. Oh. I have a titanium. It vibrated for 13 hours.
Damn.
Oh, so Jesus.
Had to patch it with the putty to get it home, really? Which is fine. Like, I probably didn't even have to patch it. Just drive it cracked. But I didn't want to lose the O2 sensor on the highway. Mm-hmm. And then now listen to it even louder.
Yeah.
So this is not a good... This is not a good argument for the EV thing.
The EV. The anti-EV.
I love exhaust until they crack, you know?
My solid mounts.
Yeah, my solid mounts vibrated my fucking exhaust. So, do you think it will change? Do you think it'll change car culture? Real car culture. Because right now I feel like there's two kinds of car culture. The culture where people buy like a Charger, whatever, for attention. Right? And then the car culture that we're in, where we like really appreciate the cars. Do you think it'll change this one? Not the clout culture.
I think so, yeah.
You
because
think people will pick up?
I think so, because people picked up from the muscle car era to now.
Yeah, but we but they came back.
What do you mean?
Like people still love muscle cars.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm saying I think you're gonna find those EV enthusiasts.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
And
especially the generation like my kids,
like us
out there now though.
Us, we're gonna die loving our petrol cars.
Right, right.
But we're gonna be hanging out at like a car show when we're like in our 60s. Yeah. And there's gonna be kids all in EVs.
Right. That's
true. We're gonna think that they're funny racers.
Right.
But that was us.
They're funny racers until we see one of them pull up in some Blitz 03.
Right. Right. I'm like, damn. Like,
wait, what?
You're a rich racer. Fucking $30,000 wheels.
Teslas are gay until it pulls up on
Blitz 03s. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
And then next thing you know, they're cool.
Right. Right. And then they leave. Go. You know, like what the heck?
Shooting bubbles on things.
Right, right. It's clean, man. It's clean.
Yeah, I think it'd make a good difference.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean,
would it make a difference for you?
Shop wise?
No. Just for you, like the way you feel about cars.
Like, let's say Bo Jiden said no more gas vehicles. Would you be like, oh,
yeah,
man?
It'd be a huge issue, yeah.
Yeah, for me as well.
Out. Yeah, I'd be pretty upset about it.
Do you think you would adapt, though?
No, because, I've never adapted to anything that's happened. So, just keep doing my
own. You're right, because you have a B-series and a CR. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I just keep doing my own thing. Right. Whatever happens in the world with politics and shit and all that other shit, I just keep doing my own thing. Right. And, it doesn't,
well,
doesn't affect
me. Aside politics, what if they outlawed it?
I'll just keep doing my own thing.
I'd be sad as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be upsetting for sure because it's not only now, it's you can't enjoy the things that you've worked really hard on to make and do what you've done with them. It just kind of be at that point, you're just kind of like, well, what a fucking waste of money because now I got this.
Yeah, 40 grand into my car. And...
Yeah, it's I got over 20 into a fucking Honda CRX that's now I can't even drive it. Just
right
here. So I don't think they'll ever outlaw that.
No, I don't.
Ban it.
I don't think so either.
I think that's thinking way too crazy.
I think we'd be dead before that happens.
Well, I personally,
our kids
right
will be dead before that ever happens.
Definitely not my kids. Because
I personally think it'll not necessarily be outlawed, but I think in the late 2000s, so the 2080s. Maybe, I think we'll probably see. You have to have a certain type of license to have
a
gas power. Just like how antique vehicles are now, you can still have them, but you have have a license plate, and basically anything else has to. I think it's going to be.
You can plate an antique car and with normal plates, but everyone puts antique plates because it's cheaper. Technically,
now,
I could put antique plates on the CRX.
What if maybe the way if EVs became more mainstream and gas cars become more just playthings and they want to keep it clean, what if every car is now required to run E85?
And we'd be happy.
I'd be happy. Extra 100 horsepower for me.
I'd be happy.
I think that's how would go. Or CNG. You know how you take the Wuhan Palace's fucking cooking oil and put it in your old Mercedes and shit? Yeah. I think that shit's cool as fuck, man.
Yeah. You know, I
is
truly
that CNG?
Think...
Or what?
CNG
is natural gas. You're right. But yeah, when they use cooking oil, frying oil, what is that called?
Yeah, I forget what that's called.
Bio? No, it's not bio.
I think it's
biodiesel, maybe? No.
I think it's bio something.
Yeah. Biohazard. Fucking, your cholesterol goes up because you followed a fucking Ford Pinto that runs on French fry oil.
Bro, speaking of CNG cars, I saw a lot of those in Spain.
They're big. Yeah.
And I found out that that's the main country that uses CNG in Spain.
That and Germany doesn't use, they have no nuclear energy.
Really?
They do not use fossil fuels. That's why they got fucked.
Really?
Because they buy it all from Russia. Europe is always ahead. You know? France said by 2030 or some shit, they're going to be all electric.
Shit.
You can't do that here. No. I don't think that's viable here.
Yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yes. In today's climate, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
We're the most wasteful fucking country on the planet.
But it's a lot of fun.
It is. No, I love America. Let me just tell you, this country has been the best country ever. Growing up somewhere else, America's the shit, I'm able to modify my fucking car because I can afford it, I came from a country where you couldn't afford that shit unless you're willing to do shit that fucking ruins you for the rest of eternity. America's awesome because you have the freedom to pick between an EV or a gas car. To pick if you want to do whatever the fuck you want. Sell your butt on Instagram. toes. You can sell your fucking feet pictures on Instagram and build cars and shit.
Oh.
I have shitty feet, so I couldn't do it.
Trust me, I know, and so does the IRS.
Oh. Hey, feet NFTs, baby. Let's mint them now.
Let's mint them now.
I fucking hate feet, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of feet either.
Yeah.
To be honest. Another thing, we touched on it. EVs don't have a gearbox.
Yeah.
And look, hold on. I see a lot of...
That's my main thing.
There's a lot of automatic nut swingers on Instagram. Right? Automatics are faster. Yeah. I don't give a shit if it's faster, you limp dick motherfucker. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm timestamped.
I feel... No, we're not timestamping shit because I feel you. Yeah. I feel you, Jigs. Yeah. I agree.
You know, like, you're just saying that because you don't know how to drive stick.
Yeah.
Like, you have no... What hand-eye coordination to heel-toe. So you're like, yeah, I'm just going to buy an automatic, you know? You know how many BRZs I see that look cool, and then you look in, it's like, oh, fuck. Yep, exactly. It's automatic.
Bro, I think that of every, like, even if I see, like, a Ferrari, I will walk up to it and be like, does it have a gated shifter?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. God, it's got buttons in the middle.
Stupid buttons.
Yeah, you know?
All right, it's not that cool anymore. Right. I mean, it's still cool, but it's not that
look,
cool.
Look, the only time it's cool is if the car runs sixes.
That is pretty cool.
Right. Or it's an R35.
Okay, 10s. If you run 10s and below.
Automatics, all right. Yeah, yeah, true, true. But if your car makes less than 200 horse, it better be a stick shift. I'm sorry. Your FRS isn't faster in automatic. You know? I see a lot of that and just triggers the shit out of me. I'm like, your car's too slow to know the difference.
Yeah. Well, I also think it's like we're used to driving certain automatics that it's just like
slush boxes.
They're just shitty. They lag. Oh yeah. But I think like I think if we ever were to get into like a Porsche like DSG.
Oh yeah, or like a PDK or something.
Like we would understand like
right.
I get it.
Which
but the people, most people that are talking shit on Instagram have never driven.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They're Challengers, right? And Mustangs and things.
And they have a complex because they bought an automatic, you know, and they want to just prove something. But yeah, most of the people talking shit about automatics versus manuals drive like. Just bone stock FRSs and
some,
shit.
Like, generic shit.
Right.
Like, nothing.
Hyundai Elantras, you know? It's like, what
Kia
the hell?
Stingers and shit.
Right.
Like, I get it. I think it's like the right kind of automatic.
Yeah. Like dual clutch stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like VW, that, yeah. DSG.
Yeah.
You know, SST. Like, I don't know if you've ever driven a 10MR in super sport mode.
No.
That fucking thing is sweet until the thing blows up, but it's like. I'm like, oh, this is sweet, you know, and then you gotta fucking service it afterwards. But you know, like those are sweet DSGs, you know, the DSG farts, SMGs, like SMG. M cars.
If it's
are sweet,
automatic and it rolls back,
it's still, okay. It's cool. Yeah, we'll give you a pass. It's still, you know, cool. I like the third pedal.
That is nice.
Sometimes my weirdest flex is if I'm on the hill in traffic, I let that bitch roll back so everyone knows it's thick, you know,
bro. Bro, I'm kind of ashamed to say this, but I still do that too.
Yeah, I still do that.
I've been doing that since I was like 15, bro.
Right.
Even in my automatic car, I would throw it
put
in neutral.
Put it neutral and back? Yeah, I did that too.
I want to look so cool, dude. I want to look like I drive a manual
bro,
car.
Bro, shame. This is really shameless of me, but before I 5-speed swap my Gallant, and you can ask Tim and Guillermo, I'll put that shit in one and go, let off, shift it into two. And then our buddy Dan Neme showed me how to rev match an automatic. So from drive going into three, you like pull it into three and then rev it real quick before the auto gets in. Dude, I did all that shit when I was a kid, man.
Dude.
Now I'm like, nope, no auto cars for me. Unless it's my truck.
I literally used to practice like just like that. I used to practice trying to sound like I was driving a manual.
Yeah. You time your foot, you know?
That's so
I was so bad.
Stupid, dude.
Yeah. Had a fart can and shit. Was your first car automatic?
Yeah, the Camry.
But your Beamers were always stick, no?
He had one automatic one.
Had
you?
One automatic Beamer, the Vert 6. No, the Vert was manual.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, the Vert was manual.
Drop Top Boy's car was fucking stick shift?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
really?
That. Yeah, I thought it was auto.
I thought that was auto, and I thought your coupe. Did you have a coupe E36 too at one point?
I had a sedan E36. That was
that one was auto.
That was auto. The green one.
Okay.
So the
So the
Camry I had was auto. Then it was the convertible Beamer, which was stick, and then it was the green Beamer, the E36. That was auto, and then that's when I got the E46, the silver E46. That was manual.
I didn't know.
From there, I did the mistake of like, yeah, picking up a bunch of other automatics.
Yeah, your G35 and stuff. G35. Your G35 was rad though. Yeah, I like that car. Kept that thing. Yeah. Kick myself every day for it. Especially because you traded it for an EP.
Yeah, I know. Fucking dumb, dude.
The worst like, Honda ever made.
God, dude, that was the dumbest.
Bro, what were you like, thinking, dog?
Absolutely nothing.
What kind of horrible Honda boy influence did you have around you?
You! Time, it was you!
God.
Dude, like, it was just, like, right after doing, like, a whole bunch of maintenance on it, serviced it, everything, I drove it home. I'm like, God damn it, dude, this car is so expensive.
Oh, and yeah, I remember that. Everything.
Like, all the gaskets.
He was done spending.
Yeah. At that point, it was, like, coilovers and wheels away from being so, like, perfect.
Yeah.
That I was like, man, this car is so expensive. I need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I tried to justify it with, like, yeah, like, that's a gas guzzler and all that shit. So then, yeah, I landed on an EP3 because it's manual and, you know, good on gas.
It's fun.
It's cool, man.
That car was kind of fun, though, for me. I drove it a few times. I like that car.
The EP3?
Cool,
yeah.
Like, it's a fun car to borrow.
Right, right. Yeah, I wasn't going to keep it.
Yeah, you definitely want to give it back
at the end
of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that car, though. God, dude. Next time I do something like that, can you
we'll stop you.
Yeah,
we'll slap you, dude.
Just we've all done that.
Fucking hit me in the head with a shovel
or
something.
We'll do. But see, that's the thing, right? Like, with EVs, I would totally miss that third pedal shifting, you know. Yeah, I don't think I could do. Well, maybe one day they'll like make up technology so that it has a gearbox.
Like, you know? Again, even if it's just to make it more fun, it doesn't have to be better.
Yeah. The Tesla Roadster, do you remember those? They look like Lotus Elises.
Did they ever come out?
Yeah, they had. They did? Yeah, except they couldn't finish a lap. It would run out of battery like 3/4 of the top gear track.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's why it never took off.
What? That's trash.
And wide open throttle, it died. Either 3/4 of a track or 1 3/4. Like,
that's trash.
It just finished one lap and then died.
Wow. Damn.
But I always wondered, were those stick?
Probably not.
No. Because like the CRZ and the Insight were manual. But the reason for that is because the internal combustion still controlled the gearbox, right? Like, that's what you use the gearbox for. But on an EV, you don't have that at all because the motor is directly tied into the
Have you ever driven wheel. One?
An EV?
Yeah.
I have not. I just rode in one.
I have driven one in Forza Horizon.
Oh.
And they have two gears.
Low and high?
Yeah, it's low and high.
I mean, it's like your vacuum cleaner.
Though. Yeah, like...
You know?
I mean... You would think, though, if they can make two.
Yeah, they can make five.
Can't you make five or six?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it could come out to do that. But,
yeah, but like, you saw how tall the gearing is on there.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, the top of first is at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, so it's like...
It's like a bike.
How far are you really going to go with fifth gear?
Right, like, that's true.
At that point, you're the fastest production car.
Right,
bro, maybe I want to go 650 miles an hour, dude.
Yeah, where,
In
though?
Sixth gear, dog.
The fucking salt flats. Yeah. He has to go to Utah to get the fifth gear.
Bro, just shorten the gears like a motherfucker, man. It's okay. We can spin all four.
Like constantly. An Evo?
Yeah.
Run out of steam at 120? Fuck. That's how Ivan beat us.
Oh, yeah.
We were ahead till about 120. And then Ivan was like, bye. I'm like, fuck.
What do you think about auto rev match? Like, Ivan's kind of, because I think it's some bitch shit.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I like doing this.
I like sucking at doing that. But I'm going to like being good at that.
So, you know, Tegan, sorry, honey, she sucked at doing heel toe.
Really?
Like, your face would hit the dash.
Yeah, that's, you know, like, because, that's like me right now.
Because she's reaching for the gas pedal, right? I bought her a set of heel toe pedals, and it helped her tremendously.
What do you mean heel toe pedals?
They're bigger.
Wider.
So they're wider, so you don't have to reach
you,
so
you know,
far.
You know that little pedal bracket that we put in your Civic? That's
make it
technically
closer.
What it does is keeps it closer so you could...
Yeah, so now when I heel toe that car, I don't even use my heel. It's just the side of my foot. Down. I go...
Really?
Vroom, vroom, like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Also, when you put the bucket
Oh, it gets better.
It gets so much easier because right now you're going from this angle, you'll be more like
right. Okay. So it's easier.
Bro, I cannot wait to get that bucket in, dude.
Yeah, so like when I try to heel toe on the E46, it's harder. It's hard. But in Tiana, it was always super
easy. And you guys have, the Beamers have the floor-mounted pedals. So it's even harder.
Yeah. In Tiana, it's easy with the Recaro or the bucket.
Because you're tight in it.
Yeah.
And you're low.
Yeah, you're low. Instead you know? Of like sitting up like this.
Yeah.
Bro. Man. Just thinking about it, man, I want to get the fuck out there, dude.
Yeah.
So I don't even like Evie's even more because I can't heel toe in it now.
Yeah.
You know,
you know what I think is going to happen with EVs, though? Since they're electric and they're obviously, like, always communicating with some sort of, like main base.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you people will start eventually getting taxed like hell for, like, mileage.
Or, like
that's that. You remember how they were talking about taxing for mileage?
Yeah, yeah. And oh, yeah.
I bet you, because think about it, if a state isn't making the money off of fuel
consumption,
how else are they going to make the money?
They can track you.
So they could track your mileage on an EV and then start taxing you. And then every month or every year, it's like, oh, you put this many miles, here's your bill. I think like they'll do something like that.
That's scary.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting an EV now.
Like, I feel like they do that because, like, you know, it makes sense. Because, like, think about it. If, like, 80% of the people in Connecticut here went EV.
They know everyone's mileage.
They know everybody's mileage. The gas stations will take a huge hit.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, a lot of tax money comes from gas stations, isn't it?
Right? Well, no, like, actually, gas stations don't make much money off of fuel. Like, all their money is off the concession, like the concessions and stuff. But the problem is, if you're not stopping at a gas station,
yeah.
Ain't nobody going in there for candy or Slurpees, you know?
So, I mean, that's how I feel like things are going to happen. So they've got to get you somehow.
The other thing about EVs, because the argument is that it's cleaner, but the batteries are made out of lithium.
Yeah.
And if you're concerned about what drilling for oil is doing to the planet,
nobody wants to see
what about
origin of a Big Mac. They just want to see the
But I'm saying, like, mining for lithium, I would say, is much worse than drilling for oil.
Yeah,
bro. I got so here's a little bit of a conspiracy theory regarding lithium.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. And it actually has to do with EVs and all that. Mm-hmm. So there's a conspiracy, or just like a thought that's going around that you know, shit's kind of crazy in Mexico with, like, cartels and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, the cartels kind of control the government. Well, I think Mexico is, like, the largest or, like, the second largest lithium country with the most lithium.
Mexico is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if everything switches over to EV,
the cartel will control lithium.
Well, the thought is, or the conspiracy is, the U.S. is going to say, hey, we need to all of a sudden control the cartels. They're getting too violent out there. And we're going to also control the land where the lithium is, just like they did in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of like a conspiracy that's going on around. But I could kind of see that.
For sure.
It'd be kind of crazy.
That would be.
Because I don't think we'd be able to support all the all the batteries and stuff.
No, because we wouldn't. So the other thing about that is, if it was not Mexico, it's known that China and Russia has most of the lithium on the planet.
Mm.
So we would be would be like dependent on them again.
Yep.
You know, and like that's what I'm saying. With politics aside, is the EV future really the best future when it comes to cars? You know, like, because we can create. And we can get the oil here. If anything happens, right? We can't mine lithium here. The batteries die. I've changed enough Prius batteries to know.
Yeah.
You know? But.
Yeah, it's a good question.
That's kind of where I'm at, you know?
It's a good question for the audience.
Yep. And if you want, hey, these conversations are open on our Discord.
They are.
I'm just saying. And it's free to sign up right now, right?
It is.
We're not private yet, right?
Nope.
But we're going to be private soon.
Yep.
So
we were talking about this in the Discord.
Yep. Yep. We were. And actually let's go back.
Y'all should join in
to some of, like our members' opinions here.
I don't know what to do with video, so we're just gonna
wait. Okay,
got thumbs up because we got video. We don't know what else to do.
Let's go. All right, so I asked everyone about EV futures, and Big Ragu said, I'm in the wrong spot. God damn it,
Jiggs. There's a lot of channels in the Discord.
Yeah, there's a lot of... It's awesome about Discord is you can talk about anything.
It's pretty tight.
Okay, so Big Ragu posted a picture of Mad Max and said, me and the homies in our antiquated liquid dinosaur-powered death traps defending the last thing we love. Leave it to, Big Ragu to do that.
Same.
And then not your local FBI, which is also the Glizzy King, right?
Yep.
He said, I will defend my internal combustion engines until I'm dead. That's the vibe I'm at, right? Okay. So then I asked, what is it about internal combustion engines that you prefer over an EV? EVs are faster, cleaner, and produces power a lot more efficiently. What about ICEs makes you want to fight to your death? And just like me, Glizzy King says the sound, right? Mishka Creates right here, said that it's the three pedals.
Gang.
And Big Ragu said, I hate change. Those are all good reasons, valid, I guess. Valid reasons. I hate change.
And then we had to make tacos, not war.
Right. So, I mean, yeah.
You'd understand that if you were in the Discord.
I think like a lot of us feel the same, right? Yeah. Our Discord is pretty car-oriented.
It is.
Yeah. because our whole thing is car-oriented, yep. Right? Yep. So everyone has that same, common ground with cars.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's the sound. You can't replace, my Blue Evo has this sound that you just can't find.
Yeah.
Other Evos with titanium exhausts don't sound like my Evo does. Mm-hmm. And I would miss that so much.
Right. And it's incredible because, your engine is basically custom. I mean, that thing is...
Right.
It sounds incredible.
Because my daily sounds even... more different.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like an Evo
at all.
They both
sound so good.
Right. And it's like, that's what I would miss the most. Like, when you're going through the mid-range and the turbo's like full tilt boogie and it's pulling, it's just... And then you let off and it goes... I'm like, oh! Like, I can't... How can you replace that? I don't want no Jetsons noises, I don't want that shit.
I'm sure
you
could do a sound clip in the Tesla.
Yeah, but it won't be the same.
Bro, you could put one from a deck of cards, put it in the
spoke.
we could make it work.
Eugene from Hey Arnold, when he got that bike. But it won't be the same.
Yeah.
You won't feel the vibration that you feel through the exhaust. Like in my cars, you feel it in the tunnel.
Yeah.
You feel it in the seat, you feel it. Yeah. And when it gets to that upper, high pitch, you can't get that through a speaker.
Dude, yeah. You know what, though? I feel like a lot of even, mid, entry-level car enthusiasts don't really understand that feeling because they don't... I mean, where you're coming from is your car is insane. The Evo as a platform is, such a car enthusiast car. You are so connected to that car. So it's like, I could understand if somebody that bought a brand new BRZ 2022 is like, I wouldn't mind an EV. They could be kind of cool. Well, you also have something that's not super connected.
You also bought a FA powered car.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really, they don't really sound that good. But, but still, the sound is there. But I get what you're saying because. Yeah, you didn't really get a car that's known for the sound it makes or the feeling or how it feels, Granted, the BRZ and FRS is a great car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a driver's car.
Yeah, it is.
But it's, I get that. I don't want to sound like an Evo, like a biased Evo, but I know a lot of Subaru guys that love Subaru for the rumble.
Yeah.
The brrr, they love that shit, right? And to me, if you lose that,
I think you lose the personality of the car 100%.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about Subarus.
Is the noise. Yeah. I don't actually like the way they sound, but I get what you're saying. You know?
They just sound so unique.
It's the same like Mustangs, Coyote motors. Like, there's that like slat. It's like glass. Yeah. Like the way it sounds, you know, mm-hmm. and like the way an LS sounds, the LFA, like one of the best sounding cars on the planet, the LFA sounds the way it is because of the motor. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And exhaust tuning, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't think it's you different. Can recreate that through the speakers.
Well, if you think about it too, like every enthusiast or like enthusiast or soon to be enthusiast. Whenever they buy a car, what's the first thing everybody does?
Exhaust. They chop the mufflers
they
off.
They fucking go to their friend's house with the sawzall. Right. They go to a muffler shop and yep. Yeah, you know.
Velasquez and Sons, baby.
Yeah, you know.
Right. Dude, mine was dude Casey's Automotive in fucking Elgin, Connecticut. Yeah. And I bought an Apex N1 off of the forum. And I'm like, well, this my car was auto. Well, this the first thing I did was put a fart can on it. Yeah, you know?
Funny, but like obviously like sound it makes
a huge difference.
And Apexy N1 is no joke too.
Yeah,
That's a big
I went can. Broke for like 3 weeks, man. Mowed a lot of fucking yards to get an Apexy N1.
Yeah, those were know? Fucking
and it was used. I think it was fake because 3 years later it blew the back end out of it. It like rusted out.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like you said, the first, you know, like every time I get a new daily, the first thing I do is chop the resonators off.
Yeah.
You know, we keep the cats, you know,
well, we like kittens around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like cats, but you know, like I said, to keep going back to that, I don't think I can. Yeah. We like those cats. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we shit. Got Carol Baskin on the show.
Oh shit. So I mean, I digress, you know. That's I personally don't think it would affect me a lot if
too.
They outlawed my gas cars. Yeah. You know? Like right now I can't even like I need a car. Like unless I really want to ruin the daily. I need a car to replace it in the next 2 years to like drive to work or whatever. And I don't want to buy anything new. Yeah. Like anything older than 2010, I'm like, I don't know if I want that thing.
Newer than 2010?
No, like even like the 400Z is cool, right? But I have a feeling it's going to be like a new car with all like driver intrusion, you know? Like same with the Corolla GR. Like as cool as those cars are, I don't think it's going to be like the analog cars that I like.
What about the Supra?
It's, I mean,
the new Supra,
the six speed, the manual. Yeah, I'm sure.
Do they make it a manual?
Yeah, it's coming out this year.
Really?
Yeah, 6-speed GR Supra.
Oh, fuck.
It'd be dope.
Well, that's going to be nice.
But I would take a GTR over an R35. But, you know, like, it's still, to me, there's too many electronics, you know?
But you
too
don't think from, you don't think from, from that side of point, like it's like more of an upgrade to help. I mean, it's like you're buying a new car that already has the things you would probably already change to adjust.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, like, so like traction control and shit. No, control, I get that.
I know auto rev matching is like I just said earlier today, like some bitch shit. But like think about it. If that's one less thing you got to do on track, like doesn't it
you'd probably go faster.
You?
Yeah,
you'd
but
go faster,
like the
like,
thing, my thing is,
like I'll say it too. Even with his Type R, I think he's like assisted driving with that thing is what makes him fast.
Right. Which
I think if you put him in a fucking Civic like Mishka's,
right,
I think he'd be slow as fuck.
Which
in it.
I agree. Right. Like it would. Like to me though. Like just for me.
Yeah.
I'm not Michael Schumacher. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go out there
yeah,
and
none of us are.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I would go faster if I don't have to think about like rev matching it when I downshift.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Or like you won't miss it.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes you accidentally stab the brake pedal a little too hard. Like I get
right,
that. Like I've done it too.
I get that.
But like that's what I'm saying. Like when it's less things like that, like, you know, I don't know. I feel like the newer stuff that comes with all that stuff to us sounds like, yeah, like, oh, like I think it's more us
being old, prideful. Yeah, you're right.
Like, oh, I don't need an assistant rep match. That's some bitch shit. But like at the end of the day, it's like if you think about it, performance wise, it's like
it's good. Makes sense. You know, that's why it's there, right? You know, like, I just think it takes the fun out of it.
Mm-hmm. I get,
like I love being fucking like, Jackie Chan. You know,
like, it's like playing 007 with auto aim on.
You know, yeah, that's how I feel about it.
But like also with the Type R, like I messed through it with his functions. Mm-hmm. Like
you can take it off.
So it's just like. So you can't go back to your like grassroots type shit. But like I don't know. I feel like that stuff that they do is kind of more like performance like.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, dude. First time I ever drove that Type R and the automatic rev match happened, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
It's a cool feature, but like at the same time it's like, yeah, like us being prideful is like, oh no, it's gotta have three pedals. Oh, I gotta roll through gears.
Right.
Like
that's how I am, right?
I drive with ABS off, like you know, like it.
It's worth noting too. I don't like the way they look. Like all newer cars look the same to me.
Yeah. They all got that same kind of body
the
line.
The egg shape, because of aerodynamics. It makes the cars better.
But exactly.
But that's why
you
they
know,
look
the
like
small
that.
Nose,
right.
You know.
The bubbly fucking like dome.
But,
you know.
But again, it's all performance oriented. Right. So it's just like technically, it's not that it's a shit car. It's just.
Right.
Where it just no style to it.
Right.
Where,
it just doesn't affect me emotionally like other cars.
Like an Evo would, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, that affects me sexually too. So. all right, guys, we are almost done. And I have a couple questions. Like I said, if you want to get questions in for any of our podcasts, the OG From Porches to Porches or Breath of Fresh Debauchery.
Or douchebags.
Or whatever. Or Sosa Corner. Get on the Discord. Yeah. Get your questions in. And you can participate in these podcasts. Okay? So, we got a first question here from Big Ragu. What manufacturer is next to meet their untimely demise, like Pontiac, Mercury, and Plymouth? I think for the U.S., Mitsubishi. As much as I love them, unless Nissan does something to where... Which they probably will badge engineer a bunch of cars to say Mitsubishi on it. I think Mitsubishi in the U.S. is on the way, on their way out. Which Reggie will actually disagree because their sales are high.
I was gonna say like the Outlander and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure
they're
really
selling
great.
Right. Yeah. So
I don't know,
but like for me as like a performance guy, like I feel like Mitsubishi will drop off our radars for a while. Might not be an untimely demise, but the rest of it, like Pontiac died because
that's
no one
question.
Bought Pontiacs.
Yeah,
you know, because they came out the Aztec and shit.
Maybe Volvo.
No, dude, Polestar. There's no way.
You don't think so?
No, Volvo's like committed to that EV shit.
You don't see a bunch of them, but that's because
you don't see a bunch of them because they're expensive. Yeah, they're not cheap cars, you know. I don't think Volvo's going anywhere.
Nah. Range Rover, I could see Range Rover.
Land Rover maybe, but
Land Rover.
Yeah, there's not really any cars right now.
Aren't they like affiliated?
Well, Range Rover is a Land Rover. Like
no, but Land Rover isn't that like another company?
Ford.
Yeah.
Is it Ford?
Ford. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking British for something.
Well, yeah, they're British. Ford has cars in Europe we don't get. Like your Focus, they had an RS version of your Focus.
Dude, I remember that on the forums, dude. Yeah. I used to be so pissed.
I mean, you pop open the hood of a Land Rover, you see a big FOMOCO logo
right.
on everything.
Oh, that's funny.
Right.
Like the oil cap's the same oil cap you see on like
an Escape.
Yeah, Escape.
So, okay, next question here. Do you think non-traditional engines like the rotary or alternative fueled vehicles could be implemented in the future and possibly help extend the lifetime of traditional internal combustion engines? I don't think the rotary specifically.
Rotary ain't
coming
it's, back.
No, that and it's so inefficient.
Yeah, it's...
It's bad on gas.
Yeah.
You know,
is it really?
Yeah.
Unreliable.
Wears out really fast. Yeah, you know, it's just not... I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think rotaries will ever make a comeback.
Right.
If they do, it'll be for like a very small production.
A niche.
Yeah, a niche, exactly. Right. It'll just be like limited, like, oh, we redid a RX-9
right.
with the rotary, but there's only like a couple thousand.
Right.
Of them.
Something like that.
But like, you know, I don't know. I've never liked rotaries, man. I don't think they sound that great.
I personally love rotaries.
Yeah.
But I love the RX-7.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, But if like I had an RX-7 and the rotary went out, like I probably would be like, let's put an Evo engine in it and call it a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I would case swap mine.
Yeah, when they make that, you know. Yeah. But like, and then but I'll turn to that.
The best part about it is you guys want to put another rotary?
Right. Yeah. He's right. We just proved his point.
Yeah. So like that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think they're junk to begin
right.
with.
Yeah. Well, they are. I mean, they're inefficient and they're like we just said. You know, it's not really. It's for
airplanes. Isn't
it's
it?
Well.
That's where they started out.
Yeah, it's niche. Like it's just for it's cool. It's rotary, but it's not really your first choice to drive to work. You know, it's like, which we don't drive fun cars for work, but you know what I mean. Yeah. And then also I think E85 would keep internal combustions going.
Yeah,
if we can run everything on flex.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
Why don't we make more shit with corn, dude? We have a lot of fucking corn land.
I know.
In this bitch, you know.
That's the question I'm asking. The problem is E85 is inconsistent, because you can go to a speedway and it'll have 85% ethanol, and go to a shell and it's 55%
ethanol. How do we fix that?
That's what they need to do. They need to refine it better.
Elon Musk.
Hey, Twitter. Yeah,
can,
tweet
can you
that.
Buy the rest of the corn in the United States?
And then. do you think the Keebler Cookie Elf guy is committing tons of labor crimes?
Probably.
I don't even know what that is. I have no idea.
You haven't
what
seen
that
the
means.
Commercials where they're working on Keebler cookies inside the trees?
Oh, with all the kids in it. Yeah,
it's like a sweat shop.
Hey, it probably looks like the Nike factory. All right, next question.
Got nuts on the side of the tree and shit.
Spotify playlist. What's everyone listening to?
A lot of shit.
Yeah. What are you in right now? I'm into a lot of NF right now, not gonna lie.
A lot of what?
NF.
What's that?
It's a rap. He's like a rapper. He's a white rapper.
Okay. Never heard of
him. Yeah, he's very lyrical. He doesn't swear.
Okay.
That's cool.
So I like, he's like very storytelling.
You might have actually mentioned that.
Yeah.
Recently I've been playing this one album called I Know Nego. I don't even know who Nego is.
Good thing there's no R in we'd have to timestamp it. Yeah. What the heck are you listening to,
bro?
Bro,
you're walking on a tightrope right there, dog. Holy shit.
Nah, but dude, this thing is fire, dude. It's got like ASAP Rocky, Tyler, Pusha T, Clips, Pharrell.
Okay.
A lot of
is that on a playlist? Should share that with a brother, man.
Yeah, I'll send this out to the Discord.
Put it on the Discord.
To the Disky.
G?
I don't know, man. I've just been playing a lot of like obviously that one, the playlist that made for Erica.
Yeah,
but I do, I don't know. When I need to just switch it up, it's just kind of like Black Flag Radio.
Okay.
Like that's it, really. It's shit like that. I've been a song I've been listening to a lot lately is like Larry Lovestein.
Fire.
That song. Yeah, I just posted it today on the Discord too. That shit's been on like
repeat.
So I mean, yeah, it's Mac Miller, but
yeah.
Just his little alias.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. That's it really. But yeah, just like a lot of more like just punk rock type shit. That's it.
Yeah, my man. I love that shit too. All right, next what's next here? This is the last one. It's from Glizzy King. Favorite vehicle manufacturer of all time. You already know I love my Mitsubishis.
Yeah.
Mitsubishi, Toyota, Lexus is my...
Is that in order?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I like Mitsubishis and then Toyota, Lexus. And then I'm going to say I like GTRs and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean... I haven't owned one yet, but like Porsche for sure. But like, yeah, BMW, definitely BMW, Porsche.
Yeah. The like, Germans.
I like Nissans. The Germans. Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, I think BMW is my favorite.
Yeah?
I think if I had to choose one.
Dang.
Yeah. They make
your
like
poor Civic.
I know.
they make like a badass car.
They do.
Every type
of
like.
They do.
Class
like even me
driving wise
well yeah they're driver's cars
yeah
like
yeah.
Even me like not being a German car guy like I would love to own an E46 M3 or E39 M5 or you know, yeah, an 850i.
Like, I think BMW's got, like, well-rounded. Because like, they got, like, the X5M if you're looking for an SUV.
Oh, yeah, those are sweet.
You know, if you're looking for, like, a dope-ass sedan, like an E60 M5. Right. You know, like a big-bodied one. They got, you know, you want to find a little coupe. It's like a 1M.
Bro, you know what, like, I love, too, that they also have?
That shit's cool.
Is that fucking the M8? Coupe, like the gigantic,
oh, the big one, the GT car, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah. I like the old one, the 850i. Yeah, yeah,
those are cool too.
Yeah, no pillar.
Yeah,
I think those have V12s, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, they're fucking sweet, dude.
Yeah, like I feel like BMW is like well rounded.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they have something for everyone.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, like Mitsu got
nothing.
Nothing.
We have the Evo,
but like that's it, really. The Evo, the Clips, were like.
VR4.
SUV, like,
no, nothing.
They didn't make a cool
like
SUV.
Our good off-roader has a fucking single cam 200 horsepower V6 in it. Like,
yeah.
Like in Asia, they came turbo diesel. Okay. But like here, like a Montero has like the GX470 has a fucking 4.7 V8. You know? Yeah. You have Trailblazer SSs and fucking Jeep SRTs and the fucking Mitsubishi's got a Montero with a 200 horsepower. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
That sucks, because like, I think they got a lot of room to do cool shit.
Yeah,
like,
and they didn't.
Imagine if they put like a 4B11 and a T into a...
An Outlander. Oh. Yeah, it would be sweet.
Like, that'd be fucking cool, man. Put Brembos on it. Like, that thing would just... Little like
but who would fucking buy
it,
dude?
I think a lot of people would buy it.
You think?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest concern people have with an Outlander Sport is it's slow as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
it makes like 160 horsepower.
Yeah, it's the Lancer engine.
Yeah,
4B11.
4B11, non T.
Nothing. No T.
Like really slow.
That's the Lancer.
Really, it's the same motor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without in a bigger body, you know. Like
they do the 11T and they do the, or not the 11T, they do the 4B11 and then there's a
4B12,
right?
Yeah, which is a 2.4.
Bigger,
yeah. Just but like 4G63, 4G64, like my daily in my race car, or not a race car, you know, it's the 2.4 is a number higher.
Yeah, but it doesn't, but like with the non-turbo one, it doesn't make it that much faster anyways.
It really doesn't, but, well, guys, thank you. That's a good conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. we will have our special guest next time.
Yeah.
Or maybe two times after that. We will remember to hit the record button.
I will remember to turn on the microphones.
So thank you for tuning in. My name is Jigs, and I hope you guys have a good day. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Later.